In this video, we're talking about 7 steps marketing ideas for wholesale real estate business. Stay tuned. All right. So we're back here as usual. And on this is one of my 7-step marketing idea series. So on this particular episode, we're going to be diving a little bit deeper, specifically for those of you that are in a wholesale business. Okay. So inside of this video, you will feel the workflow of a typical, a profitable and sustainable wholesale business. And then I'm going to break that down into my 7 steps. And I'm going to make sure it makes sense to you. I'm going to keep it very simple in a way that you can go out there and start implementing. See, a lot of people get into the business and they don't know how what leads to what. They don't know how where they are right now leads to the money, right? You've heard about the stories. People are making $30,000, $40,000, $5,000 profits from just wholesaling a house, right? And you're wondering, like, what is a step by step? Just like in many businesses, you need to have a good understanding of the fundamentals of a workflow, right? Something so simple that you can literally visualize it. And when somebody calls you, you know exactly what to do. Or maybe you're not receiving calls yet. You know exactly what you need to do to start receiving calls right now. So with respect to that, I have a question here that I'm going to attempt to wrap into this and, you know, and then give you the full-blown answer in the form of a 7-steps marketing idea specifically for a wholesale real estate business. So here goes the question. Can you please share a surefire blueprint for getting lead calls daily for potential deals? All right. I mean, a profitable, but more importantly, sustainable marketing campaign that would generate new motivated sellers daily for my wholesale real estate business. Also, what media should I focus on? So let me first of all dive into the first question statement here, which says, for getting leads, right? Calling daily for potential deals, right? So if you don't have leads, you're not going to have deals. Does that make sense? If you don't have people calling, right? People picking up the phone and say, hey, maybe Anthony can help me, right? If you don't have that, you don't have deals, okay? Because that's what leads to deals. So in order to close your first deal and more deals and deals and subsequent deals after that, you need leads coming into your business, okay? So clearly, this person is aware of that. So, and then it says, profitable, but more importantly, sustainable marketing campaign. So a lot of people start campaigns and they start marketing their services, but maybe they get some buzz, maybe they create their first deal, second deal, and then things slow down. And, you know, so for example, my story, like I started marketing back in towards the beginning of 2005, right? I started marketing for my wholesale business. But then by the time we got to the middle of 2006, I stopped marketing altogether because leads were calling and people were calling and I was getting referrals. But then that was the more reason why my business crashed in 2008 ending to 2009, because I stopped marketing at some point and I was feeling invincible and I thought I would be in the business for forever, eternity, right? Well, the truth is that I will be an entrepreneur forever, for eternity, but that's particular business, of course, went under because I broke the rule. I stopped marketing. And that, you know, so that's number one, marketing. I started marketing, but I did not sustain my marketing. That's besides the fact. What about when you're marketing and you create a marketing buzz and you started generating profits, but you're generating profit in a non-sustainable way? That happens to a lot of people, right? They make this big profit, they continue the same process, but what they're doing, it's not sustainable. In other words, they cannot keep doing it, right? And that's what happens to a lot of people that spend money on marketing. They keep spending money, but then they're chasing themselves. And today we have what we call the new entrepreneurial rat race, right? You know, rat race was something we used to label people that do 9-to-5. But believe it or not, there are people that are entrepreneurs these days that, you know, they're chasing themselves. They're chasing a rat race and they're spinning their wheels and eventually they're essentially building a Ponzi scheme, and it's going to crumble because their marketing just doesn't add up, and they're hoping that one day to add up. And what I'm going to share with you, these 7-step ideas will help you prevent your campaigns from doing that. So a lot of people go into the market, just spend money, spend money, spend money, and they're trying to. Now, if you close one deal, 30 grand, if you do it right, if you're doing direct mailing right, that should be able to, just one third of that should be able to pay for your next 1 year of marketing if you're doing it right. But typically, our brain doesn't work that way. If you made 30 grand, you're thinking, oh, maybe I should do more marketing, right? And then you keep spending all that money, but eventually, I want you to take that from me, from somebody who has hands-on experience losing a lot of money doing marketing the wrong way. So the way I'm going to be sharing with you is designed to not just be profitable, but for you to be able to run a sustainable marketing campaign. That means, it grows. It's organic. It grows because the amount of result that's coming in is just it's just way bigger than your input. And because of that, you're building something on a solid rock, a solid foundation. And that's what I want to share with you. So he says, new motivated sellers daily, calling daily for my wholesale real estate business. And also, what media should I focus on? So when it comes to what media should I focus on, you have market, you have the market, you have the message, and you have the media, the three M's, right? So all of that, I'm going to use it. I'm going to share it together with the three P's and the three C's to get to today. So you have three C's, three M's, three P's: media, market, message, right? The message is whatever you sell, your services, right? Market, who are you targeting? Are you targeting pre-foreclosures? Are you targeting people that are divorcing? Are you targeting people that are for sale by owners, right? Whatever your target is, you want to pick one, and you want to become really, really good at knowing what their pain is, right? So you can communicate with them. If you don't know what their pain is, you cannot communicate with them, okay? Your whatever your messages will be landing on deaf ears if you do not know what your market is, right? Market, media. Now, media, like what's the process? Like, what are you going to communicate your message through to your market? What's the link between you and your market? What's the link between your message and your market? That's the media, right? Medium. Singular, media, plural, right? So we're all, let me just tell you something. If you're a wholesaler, you're not a real estate guru, you're a marketer, okay? That's your primary job. Your primary job is to generate leads, generate calls coming into your business on a daily basis. And if you missed that part, if you missed everything I just said in the last 5 to 10, 7, 10 seconds, you will never build a business. That's just what it is, okay? So let's be clear about that. So leads, deals, okay? So the 7 steps, okay? The first steps is you need to identify, the first to your third step is to identify your three P's, okay? And if you watch the CNBC, the prophet on CNBC with Marcus Livonis, I think, you will understand what I'm talking about. There are three P's in any business, and that's the product, the people, and the process, okay? So it's pretty identical to when I said the three M's, okay? It's pretty identical. Three M's is the media, the market, the message. It's pretty identical when I say the product. What is it that you're selling? The service. That's essentially synonymous to your message, right? Everybody has a message that they're trying to get out to the market. The market, the people, that's the second P, right? So you need to identify the people, you need to identify the product, you need to identify the process to get that product to the people. Media to get that message to the market. You can label this the way I'm saying it right now. You can pause this video, you can come back to it and label it, and that will give you a better understanding of your business when you're like, if you're looking for to troubleshoot your business is not doing what you think it's supposed to do. This is a great place to start from, okay? It may sound so simple, but let me tell you something. If you want to have success in business, you got to keep stuff simple, because the more you complicate things, the harder it gets, and the more off profit you're gonna be, because profit is absolutely simple. Making profits is as simple as spending money and making sure you make more than you're spending, okay? Spending money, expenses, or time, like your input, your resources, right? And making sure that more money, more revenue than is coming in, and the difference is what you call profit, okay? You gotta keep it that simple. The moment you start complicating things or you start following gurus and they tell you, and then you miss things. So the first three steps is to identify your three P's, identify your three M's. Okay. So in this case, in wholesaling, right, your services is to help people get rid of properties. Okay. Okay. The people need to be targeted. It needs to be motivated sellers. Okay. You cannot afford to spend your time with non-motivated sellers, okay? What is a non-motivated seller? Somebody can say, hey, I'm moving to Florida. You know, I have a good time. I've had a good time with my job. I retired. I'm going to put this house on the market. Yes, I have 90 days for the market. I have 180 days for the market to get the right price. That's not a motivated seller. Yes, many of them will claim they are motivated sellers because they really want to sell. But that's not what we or you as a wholesaler would consider a motivated seller. A motivated seller is somebody who says, this property is a freaking liability. I need to get rid of it. Like yesterday, right? I don't want no profits. I just need to get rid of this thing because those things on my book is causing me trouble. It's a headache. It's a nightmare. I need to get rid of it. That person is a motivated seller. Okay, that person is not asking for terms. They're not asking for profit. They just need to get this property off their books. That's a motivated seller. Your target as a wholesaler needs to be that person. If you're not getting those kind of people calling you, it's because your marketing sucks and you need to fix your marketing. Okay, if your marketing is bringing in non-motivated people, sometimes some people will fall through the crack that they're not motivated. It's okay. You just tell them, oh, sorry, that's not what I'm looking for. And you get up the phone, you move on to the next person. You move on to some more marketing so you can bring in more calls. Does that make sense? That's how that works, okay? So that's the people, okay? So you identify the people, motivated sellers. That's how you're going to get good deals. That's how you're going to find the deals. You bring the solution to help them get rid of the property to the table. They bring the property to the table. Why? It's a win-win because when they get rid of that property, it's a win for them. When you get a property that has equity in it, that you're able to negotiate equity into it, either by way of directly with the seller or by way of negotiating short sale with the bank that has a mortgage on it, right? That's a win-win for you and everybody involved, and even a win-win for the bank you negotiate a short sale with, because the banks are not in the business of real estate. They're in the business of flipping money, okay? You're in the business of flipping houses. They're in the business of flipping money. And the homeowner just want to get rid of a freaking property that's a liability for them. That's the people you need to identify. Now, in a wholesale business, it's your job to find end buyers. So your people part does not end, okay? It's a special thing about wholesaling business. Your people part does not end at just motivated sellers. You need people to buy these properties because you're not planning to keep this property. You want to flip it to somebody else for a quick profit, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, because the idea is you're buying low, you're selling high right away. These properties don't end up on your name for no more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes at max. You know, you're flipping, you're facilitating a deal, a property changing hands to another person that wants the property, and you're making like a little change in between, and you want that in a process that's easy for you to do over and over again. So that's process. You want to identify process, the media, right? So typically, when it comes to your marketing message, what media should you focus on? I think you should focus on where everybody hangs out and where everybody's hanging out, right? And that's internet, okay? Very simple. Focus on the internet and don't let anybody tell you, oh, yeah, you could do some traditional stuff, okay? Focus on the internet. Now, even if you're doing direct mailing, always find a way to embed or to integrate internet into it, because everybody is hanging out on the internet and people trust the internet. Even though it's the internet, they still trust the internet. We're all hanging out on this thing every day. You're probably watching me on the phone right now. You're watching me on the computer, on the internet. I can pretty much bet $10,000, $10 million that you're not watching me on the TV right now. Does that make sense? The internet is where it's at. So when it comes to media for your marketing message, you need to integrate internet. Even if you're still doing direct mailing, integrate internet, okay? So PPP, MMM, I just identified the first three steps, okay? The product is the service that you offer, the people. So now, what services or what product are you offering the people on the buying end, right? People that are buying properties, right? Cash buyers. Investor cash buyers are typically cocky people that that will claim to you they have money. Some of them don't even have money, and they're gonna waste your time. So when I say buyer, I mean pre-qualified buyer, people that actually are gonna buy. And many of them are still in the marketplace, regular mainstream. They're not at your local real estate investor association. So I'm gonna suggest to you the best way to bring in quality pre-qualified buyers is to educate regular people out there on how they can take advantage of real estate and buying properties and buying to hold, buying to fix and flip. You can educate people on how to do that. How do you do that? Put together a PDF, okay? That means create a product, okay? A simple informational product, and give it away for free in exchange for their contact information. Their contact information, and you build a list of potential buyers, and you just keep educating them, share with them information from time to time on how to do this. Go to your local real estate association, hear what other people are saying, testimonials and all those kind of things, and share with that list, right? And you're building that list. Some people are going to tell you don't need a cash buyer, you don't need a buyer's list. Don't listen to that. In any business, you always need a list. If you just notice people that say this to you, and check how many subscribers they have on their YouTube, right? On their YouTube channel, they probably have hundreds of thousands of millions of subscribers. So who are they to tell you you don't need a list? They have a list, right? Everybody needs to build a list. Everybody is in the media business, okay? Not real estate. Everybody is in the media business. You're a marketer, okay? So your job is you offer something, good information, good content in the form of a PDF informational product, how to buy properties and make profit, how to buy, fix, and hold, how to buy, fix, and flip. Put information like that together from your perspective, from what you've learned from going to realtor, real estate associations and things like that. Compile it in your own language and give it to the world. That's a unique content. Not only are you giving that value, you're building yourself as a brand, as an expert in the marketplace. Now, what I just said is what an average person would not do, but that's why you will win because you will do it, okay? You offer that in exchange for contact information, you build a list of buyers. That's your buyers list right there, okay? So that's, again, that's still part of people. That's you building people, okay? You convert, and you convert. You create, you capture, you convert, okay? So that's the three C's that I just shared with you, and that happens to be the step four, five, and six. And that's all part of building your people list, okay? That's part of process, okay? You can call it process, but that's building your list of people at the same time. We already know what the product is, the service is. You're helping people get rid of property. You're helping the other end of the people, right? Which is the buyers. You're helping them pick up properties at bargains. Does that make sense? I just have one of my lights just went out here. Okay? You're helping people create bargains. Let me see if I can get this other light to come on. Okay, this is ridiculous. All right. Ooh, my lighting is so bad. All right. So hopefully you still get the content. You know, we try to get proper lighting here for you. All right. So those are the four, five, and six. That's three C's. You create content, you capture information to build a list, and you convert to sales effortlessly because that's effortlessly because these people are looking at you as the brand. They trust you. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. Does that make sense? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. So how do you reverse engineer that? By actually delivering goodies, right? Delivering value into the marketplace. And how else would you deliver value into the marketplace other than giving people good, valuable information that will help their life? These people are looking to, like, everybody knows that you should be investing in real estate, right? So you now give them the information they need to do that properly. They will love you. What about the person that you're helping get rid of the property? They will love you because you can do the same thing. You package information together for people that are looking to avoid foreclosure. How to avoid foreclosure, you give it to them for free. And you can have that on the internet where people can download that for free. And you can actually advertise that with your direct mail. Or you can have everybody else sending direct mail. And then they come on the internet, they search, and they find you. So you can actually optimize this content on the search engine so that when people go on the internet and say, how to avoid foreclosure, they find you. How to sell my house fast, they find you. These are all skill sets that you can put to place. Once you learn the skill set, you put it to work, they start bringing you leads, right? Again, if you're not having leads, you're not going to close deals. That's what this is all about, okay? The seventh step, remember, fourth, five, and sixth step is the three C's. That's create content, capture the contact information, so you build an audience. You capture audience, you capture attention like that, right? And you're building your brand automatically because you're giving value into the marketplace. If you have to rewind this video and watch it over and over again, if I were you, I would put this video in a playlist somewhere and I will watch it over and over and over again, up to 10 to 15 times to grasp the concept, because this is a profitable concept here right now, okay? The seventh step is multiple streams of income. You can't wait until you close deals to make money, okay? It's just wrong, okay? Just think about it like this. Best Buy does not wait until they sell a TV to make money, okay? They sell everything else, appliances, they sell cables, they sell anything that could be related to that, including water and candy at the door. Because that $1 can make the difference between you being in business this year or being out of business next year. And you need to understand that in business in general, okay? There's no such thing as side gig or a part-time business, or there's no such thing. You're full-time and you're all in, and you need to do it right, okay? Sometimes when you build those list of buyers and list of people trying to avoid foreclosures, that list is an asset. That's actually the number one asset that you own in the business, and you can actually sell related information to those people, $47, $97, $7, and you can sell that using even affiliate marketing. You can go grab an affiliate link at clickbank.com. You can grab an affiliate link for another person's product and make commissions like that because you have the list. The list is an asset. You share information that's going to be valuable, that may be valuable for these people, and you make some money on the side. And those little pennies here and there adds up as cash flow in your business. A typical example I can give you is even credit fixing credit for people. There are services out there that will allow you to be an affiliate. And when you refer people to them, like people want to buy a home, but they're not ready. They don't have the credit, right? Why throw them away when you can plug them in with the right people? You can plug them with the right people that can help them fix their credit. And then you make some commissions by referring that service. And then you help somebody actually fix their credit. And then they end up coming back to become your client. And you can sell them a house, either as a realtor or as a real estate wholesaler. Either way, you're making bank. Does that make sense? So multiple streams of income in the seven steps. And it's the last but not the least. Definitely not the least, because I see too many people say real estate wholesaler, they make these killer deals. I was that person. Make all the killer deals, but there's no cash flow. So when next there's a recession, you're the first to get wiped out of business. Make sure you're not that person, okay? You must build a real business. Leverage is a part of a real business, and you must leverage every opportunity that comes your way, okay? So that's something that I wanted to share with you, and that's the seven steps to a profitable and sustainable wholesaling business, seven-step marketing ideas. Those pieces need to be in place. The three P's, three M's, three C's need to be in place for you to be able to run a profitable business, but more importantly, sustainable, okay? Now, if you want to learn how to do all of this, okay, I teach all of this stuff. I have my book coming out, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. Maybe by the time you're watching this video, it's already out. But you see the link on the screen. That's where you want to go. You reserve a seat in a free masterclass. Get the book. Get all the downloads there, because you will see more information about how this works, the workflow, how to set it up step by step, and things like that you'll see in that link. Now, make sure you share this video with somebody you think may like it. Just share it. Just click share and share it to your social network. And subscribe, absolutely subscribe if you want to get more videos like this. This several marketing series things is a winner here. That's why I'm doing it. Also, make sure that you share your thoughts and your questions right below. If you have any questions, like and share this video. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. More importantly, don't forget to go to that link and get to downloading and reserving your seat in the free masterclass. I will see you on the next one, and peace.